We have gathered here tonight to discuss the divine glories of the Rathayatra parade, which will be held here in Perth for the first time. Yes. Transplanted from Jagannath Puri in Orissa to Western Australia. And we want to build up our sense of anticipation for this glorious event in which we are celebrating the Lord taking pleasure in going for a ride. Now, what is the significance of that? You see, in the Vedanta Sutra and in the Srimad Bhagavatam, both begin with the statement, Janmadi Yasyata. The absolute truth is that from which everything emanates. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra, Bhasham Brahma Sutranam, and therefore it gives a full explanation of what is the absolute truth from which everything emanates. In the Vedanta Sutra, you'll just get very concise statements with no amplification. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, you get the full amplification concerning what is the absolute truth. We are part and parcel of Krishna, therefore we have certain tendencies. We like to enjoy. Our whole life in this material world is characterized by a struggle to get enjoyment. One of the ways in which we try to enjoy is by going for rides. Sometimes we like to go for a ride in the country, go for walks in the park. Now you should think, we have this tendency only because it's there in the Supreme. If this tendency to enjoy by going for a ride and seeing the sights, if that tendency is not in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how then will it be in us? We are small samples of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, in us you will find, to a tiny degree, all the qualities that the Supreme Lord has to an infinite degree. So just thinking like this will alter your understanding of what the Supreme is. Once we understand that the source of everything has all the qualities that we have except in unlimited quantity, then we can see how the Supreme Absolute Truth is very relevant to our daily life. Krishna has all the psychological tendencies that we have, but he has them in perfection and to an unlimited degree. That is the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All of us should know how to present Bhagavad Dharma, the science of the Supreme Lord. We should become conversant in presenting to others what is God, what is the living entity, what is our relationship with God. Simply to say, I believe in God, or I know there is God, that is not sufficient. If we're going to present ourselves as knowledgeable human beings, then we should give knowledge of what is God. That is our duty. And especially those who have taking their birth in the land of India, it is your special responsibility to teach Bhagavad Dharma all over the world. So in this way we have so many nice devotees and supporters from India who have immigrated to cities throughout the world. In this way they can easily fulfill the desires of the Lord by spreading Bhagavad Dharma outside of India to every city, every village. That is the responsibility. Presently, of course, India is famous for exporting software engineers, programmers. But we want India to become famous for exporting teachers and supporters of Bhagavad Dharma. For example, when the former President Clinton visited Delhi a few years ago when he was in office, he opened the doors wide that there will be 50,000 more visas granted for software specialists and engineers. All software specialists are welcome to the USA. We want that one day the president of the USA will do the same thing for preachers of Bhagavad Dharma. We will increase the number of visas by 50,000 for genuine teachers of Srimad Bhagavatam. That should be India's real thing. Otherwise, simply to dedicate the life for economic prosperity will not help the world, and it will not help us. As soon as you become economically successful, others become envious of you. We can see in the World Trade Center tragedy how that happens. Oh, you think you have the two tallest buildings in the world? Watch us come up with a devilish plan and we will destroy everything. That is the way this material world works. As soon as you get something, someone wants it from you. You cannot possess things in this world free from anxiety. Not possible. Anything you try to achieve in this world is always gained by your paying the price of being in anxiety, becoming stressed. Best that we learn the science of bhakti yoga. And in this way we can do real good for ourselves and others. When we know what is God and can tell others, in this way our life is most successful. How is it that the Supreme Lord acts? How is it that the Supreme Lord displays his activities and relationships? These are the things we need to know. And then our life is successful. Sometimes there is confusion. Oh, but doesn't in the Shastra, in the Vedas, so many gods are presented. No, that is not true. Beyond the demigods, the devas, there is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, Krishna or Vishnu, same person. And there's always some statement in the Vedas saying that of all the demigods, there's one person beyond them, Supreme Lord. And that is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita very clearly. So why it is that we become confused? We become confused because we don't have proper knowledge and training. Many people ignorantly assume that Vedic knowledge means polytheism. No. Bhagavad Gita is a monotheistic book. Sometimes those who have recently come from India, they are embarrassed to tell their friends that, well, you know, we are Hindus and we are polytheistic. Quickly you learn you don't say that in the Western world because of the Christian training, immediately everyone will look down on you. Polytheism, you believe in many gods. But the fact is, and you should know it, Bhagavad Gita is monotheistic. Beyond all the demigods, there is Krishna. Now, the purpose of our life is to understand Krishna. Why does the Lord take pleasure in going for a ride? Now, why do you take pleasure in going for a ride? Simply because you want to enjoy. So why cannot the Supreme Lord enjoy? Now there's a difference between our going for a ride to enjoy and the Supreme Lord going for a ride to enjoy. When we go for a ride, there's always some problem. This material world never gives you completely what you want. And when the Supreme Lord goes for a ride, there's nothing except unlimited success. That is the difference between the Supreme Lord and us. Our attempts at enjoyment are frustrated, and Krishna's attempts at enjoyment are infinitely glorious. Therefore, when the Lord goes for a ride, is auspicious for all the worlds. And that's what Ratha Yatra is about. Everyone can take darshan of the Supreme Lord as he's parading through birth. In this way, they get spiritual benefit. They're not coming to the temple, but the Lord is coming out of the temple to see them while taking his pleasure ride. Now, you may ask, what about this special form of the Lord known as Jagannath? That is the Lord's way of showing that he is inconceivable. He can appear in any form he likes, even a form that is inconceivable to human eyes. That is the Lord as Jagannath. When Ratha Yatra comes, you will feel a great sense of exhilaration because you are helping the Lord go on a ride, helping the Lord to grant his darshan to the people of Perth. There'll be sights. There'll be sounds, there'll be smells, there'll be the smell of incense everywhere, and the sounds of mridangas and kartels, and people singing, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, all glories to the Lord of the universe. There'll be sights, the ladies will be dressed in bright saris, and the men will be dressed in their traditional clothes, and there'll be people wearing regular clothes also, and young and old. And it'll be the beautiful canopy of the chariot attracting attention. So all the senses will be absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And therefore, you will feel peace. When all the senses are engaged in the pleasure of the master of the senses, then you feel peaceful. In this way, you can look forward to Ratha Yatra being a great day of peace. And pride. Who do we take pride in? Certainly not ourselves. We take pride. We take pride in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That he can do whatever he wants, even taking a ride on a cart. Now, some of you have heard that in Jagannath Puri Orissa, it sometimes is the practice that people throw themselves under the wheels of the Rath cart because it is said they'll get liberation in that way. We don't recommend that you do that. We want you to live in your liberated state and serve Krishna. We need you here in Perth for teaching others about Krishna consciousness. So we don't recommend that you throw yourselves under the wheels of the cart. And also it will cause us a bit of problem with the city. This happened in Melbourne, Australia, many years ago, that they were having a very big Ratha Yatra parade in Melbourne. And right before things were about to start, in the middle of Melbourne, you know, the main street, right before things were about to start, one old lady from India came and threw herself under the wheels of the cart. It was a huge cart. And that was the end of her, and that was the end of the parade, because the police immediately stopped it. And so, we don't want that to happen here. Why not live and serve the Lord? That is a much better thing to do. Often you may have heard that anyone who sees the Rath cart on this special day receives liberation. That is true. When, just by seeing that cart, which is the Lord's paraphernalia, they become free from material life. Now you're thinking, is that all I have to do? Just see the cart and I'll be free from material life? And I don't have to bother chanting or doing any bhakti yoga. I just see the cart. Once, that's it. Okay, that sounds very easy. So it is true. If they just see the cart once, as it's passing, they become liberated from material existence. But what happens once the cart passes? They go back to their sinful life, therefore they lose their liberation. It's like a ticket being put in their hand, and then they throw the ticket away. So for a while, they have the ticket. They've seen the Rothgar. But then, because they have no knowledge, as soon as the Rothgar passes, they throw the ticket away. Go back to meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, gambling. That means throwing the ticket away. So in this way, we have to see these things very deeply. In any case, bhakti is beyond liberation. That's very interesting, because everyone is hankering for freedom from distress, freedom from the material world, but bhakti yoga is beyond even that. The engagement in the transcendental loving service of the Lord far surpasses liberation. Liberation, or moksha, is a negative thing, freedom from suffering. You are free from suffering to do what? What is the positive thing you're going to do? Sanatana Dharma, Krishna consciousness, is that positive thing for us to do. We take our senses and we serve the senses of the master of the senses, Hrishikesh. In this way, our life is successful. We'd like to invite all of you to please make sure you come for this festival and bring your family and friends. They'll be chanting and dancing and feasting. It'll be a great occasion because everyone's going to have a chance to take darshan of the Supreme Lord. They don't have to come to the temple. The temple will come to them. And you will all feel very proud and joyous. Yes, this is our spiritual culture. You'll feel very proud being able to explain it to other people. Yes, this is my culture. Yes, we are having our parade. Srila Prabhupada, the founder of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, he brought this parade from India to the West. He personally did that. And now it goes on in all the major cities of the world. Some months ago, I was in Toronto, along with Dave and Adrian here. They're from New Zealand. And we were for Rath Yatra. They had the Rath Yatra parade through the middle of Toronto for 2 hours. So many people. This is the work of Srila Prabhupada, to give people what actually is the science of God. Who would dare think that the Lord enjoys taking a ride? The Supreme Personality of Godhead is full of desires which are fulfilled perfectly. And we are characterized by possessing a few desires that meet with frustration when we try to fulfill them. That's the honest truth. Because we meet with frustration in trying to fulfill our desires. Does that mean we should say that all desire is problematic? All desire is unwanted? No. Krishna's desires are unlimited and always successful eternally. Can you imagine what that's like? No. Can you imagine what it's like to have desires that never meet a drop of failure? What kind of existence is that? That is Krishna, Bhagavan. Because the Lord has these six opulences, Sat Aishvarya Purna. That means wealth, strength, knowledge, fame, renunciation, beauty. The Lord has these opulences unlimitedly. Therefore, all his desires are completely successful. That is life on the spiritual platform. Now, we cannot claim to be God, but if we connect our desires to pleasing the Supreme Lord, to pleasing Krishna, then even though we are tiny, all our desires will become successful. This is the art, science, and culture of Krishna consciousness. How to connect our desires to the Supreme Lord for his pleasure. And in that way, all our desires are perfect. On Rath Yatra Day, you will see how your senses are rejoicing because all your senses they're going to have spiritual sense objects. Everything you do will be immersed in the ocean of Sanatana Dharma, the ocean of Krishna consciousness, and you'll feel so satisfied. And then afterwards, you'll begin to think, we should do more things like this. We should expand the glories of Bhagavad Gita. In this way, your intelligence will reveal that purification has been there, and therefore you can think of more things to do for spreading the glories of the Lord. So we are very happy that this parade is coming to birth, and we invite you all to participate. Make it a gala day. Make it a majestic day. Be generous. Let the charity flow. In this way, the spirits will be jubilant. And you'll appreciate more and more what is Krishna. What is Krishna consciousness? What is bhakti? So, any questions? I saw my first Rath Yatra, first big one, in 1977 in Los Angeles. That was the first year they had the Rath Yatra in Los Angeles, and they have it every year ever since. It's bigger and bigger. Thousands upon thousands of people watch. It's even advertised as part of the Los Angeles tourist attractions. People from all over the world call up Los Angeles City Council. When is the parade? When is the Festival of the Chariots? So now you're having this parade in Perth. It's a time for generosity. A time to open the hearts. To give freely of what you have for the glorification of the Lord, so that others can taste what it's like to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The more you get caught up in the holiday spirits of giving, sharing Krishna consciousness, the more you will taste the ecstasy of that day. Of course, if you go to Jagannath Puri in Orissa, then you will see the original Rath Yatra. Millions of people. All right. Yes.
When I first went to the Rath Yatra, that was in Malaysia. At that time, I didn't know anything about the Jagannath, and my problem was I didn't know how to produce it. Basically, would you give all the different ways we can participate in, say, one of the things I know now is food.
Mm-hmm.
But what other things can we do? Can we offer, can we bring offerings?
First of all, such an undertaking takes financial resources. The Vedic literature, particularly Srimad Bhagavatam, says, pranaya artaya diya bacha. You can sacrifice your prana, your life, energy. Artaya, you can sacrifice your wealth. Dia, you can sacrifice your intelligence. And bacha, you can sacrifice your words. How you can do all of those? So, you can give your life's energies for helping to push on this festival. Or, you can give wealth. Or you can give your intelligence to help plan out the festival. Or you can give your words and tell others about the festival. And at the festival itself, you can pull the chariot. You can, before the festival, you can bring bhoga, bring food to be cooked for the feast that will be distributed to everyone. Dress yourself nicely. You can put tilak on. and chant Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jagannath Swami. And of course, you chant Hare Krishna. The children love it. Everybody loves it. The whole family loves it. Your own parade. Of course, it's the parade for the Supreme Lord. Still, because you are the Lord's devotees, you can feel this is our parade. And the meaning is very clear. It's not some sentimental ritual. It's a very precise process, Rathayatra. And you will feel the potency if you allow yourself to participate. The more you allow yourself to participate, the more you will feel the potency of the event. You will see. So please do your best to make the Perth Rathayatra the most successful.
When is the festival? 6th of January, the first weekend in January. Before that, on 5th, we have a big festival in the temple also. We're going to do the Prana Pratishtha, install the deities. We have a big marble deity, planning to install them on 5th. This is Saturday. On Sunday will be the Rathayatra. We've already booked the place in Free Mansion and the Esplanade. So we're going to have the parade on the blog there. And then have the program. We have various programs and the cultural programs. And if you all have any ideas, you can let me know. I can contact Linnaeus for you also. And we all need any, as Maharaj mentioned, a lot of help in to meet and organize that. So 6th of January, please mark on your calendar. We don't have another program on that day.
Anything else? Please think about this very deeply. What can you do to increase the God consciousness in the world right now? There's so much trouble right now that's come to a head. Hatred, violence. What can you do? People are afraid. Is World War III coming? People are in anxiety. Will there be conscription in Australia? Will our sons have to go and fight? What will happen next? Will there be chemical warfare? The best solution is to increase the glorification of Krishna. That is the way to bring about peace. The United Nations has not accomplished peace. The flags every year increase outside the United Nations. Another splinter nation. Doesn't work. But by the public glorification of the Supreme Lord through the Hare Krishna mantra, then there can actually be peace and auspiciousness. So every human being should be thinking like that now. What can I do to really help? How can I put out the fire of material existence? So you all can become the fire persons who are trying to put out the biggest blaze. Yes?
There is some other yatras you also take. One of them is called Snani Yatra. When does that happen?
Are you going to do that here?
We have that.
Are you going to do it before?
Before.
Yeah, about 2 weeks before. They'll be in the temple. You're going to have the bathing of the Jagannath deities. Huh? There's a build-up before the parade. And you can come to the temple and participate in that. We will do on a small scale exactly what is done, more or less, in Jagannath Puri in Orissa. What has been done for hundreds of years. You'll have one card, yes? How many cards will you have?
One card.
One card. in big cities, there are three cards. One day we hope the devotees will get to the point where they have three cards.
Yeah.
One for Jagannath, one for Baladev, one for Subhadra. Now you have one. You have to start somewhere. Anything else? All right. What happens then?
Now, we'll have Arati. Now, we'll be singing the song. We'll have some song books after follow that. And after that, followed by Prasadam.